And we have an Insta poll going for you at coasttocoastam.com on reincarnation. Go take a look. Look at the results. You can also vote yourself right now at coasttocoastam.com. In a moment, Dr. Bruce Goldberg joins us as we explore the fifth dimension, energy healing, time travel, reincarnation with Dr. Bruce next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, a real treat for you now. Dr. Bruce Goldberg, holding advanced degrees in dentistry and counseling psychology. He conducts international hypnotherapy practice in Woodland Hills, California. He specializes in reincarnation, time travel, soul healing, and here he is back on Coast to Coast, one of our popular ones, Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, George. And first, I want to wish you and Tom and Lex and Sean and all your listeners happy holidays as we approach Christmas season.
You too.
Thank you very much, too. This morning, we will discuss energy healing through hypnosis, ascension, and how we can travel to the fifth dimension for both healing and spiritual growth. We will also discuss, as a little bonus here, evidence and demonstrate, actually, evidence of time travelers from our future that have interacted and given us physical evidence of their presence.
Ooh, I've always suspected that.
Now, also, I heard you, I know you were talking last time about the last hour about the guy on TV, and I want to also thank you for inviting me to do a taping with you. We'll be doing it this weekend, actually, on the your Beyond Belief show.
You'll have fun with that.
I'm looking forward
to it. Well, as you know, you did a sci-fi TV show with me.
Yeah, sure.
And you you regressed a person who you took her back, and she was from ancient Egypt, if I recall.
Yes, she was, and very emotional. It was a very dynamic regression, and also regressed the skeptic, too. Remember Bryce?
I remember that.
Bryce Abel was the person.
You made a believer out of him.
Well, it was interesting. He sure was surprised as a result. But I'm looking forward to the Beyond Belief show. Also, for your Canadian listeners, I did a taping for a new show. It's called Alien Mysteries that will be on the Canadian Discovery Channel.
Oh, beautiful.
Beginning in February of next year. And that show will eventually be bicycle around to Europe and then the United States. So Discovery U.S. will air it probably sometime near the end of the year or so of next year. So just for the Canadians, they can check their local listings up there, and they can see that what's going on there. Also, I want to, by popular demand, since you like popular demand, I've gotten hundreds of emails on this. People have asked me about, last time I was on the show, about reincarnating my offer, about those listeners that want that free CD about traveling through the fifth dimension, which is what we'll be discussing tonight regarding healing. If they order my Exploring the Fifth Dimension book, and they mention the show, of course, and they mention the offer, they will get a free CD, an experiential self-hypnosis CD titled Fifth Dimensional Travel, which will guide them into the fifth dimension, not only to do all the things we talk about, including the healing, but also facilitate their own spiritual growth. And so that free CD is included with the book if they mention the offer from the show.
Got to mention it.
And there's a link on my website to show that. Also, now for your listeners that don't, that just want to try this and don't want to get the book, I will also give a free CD, a free written exercise on the fifth dimensional travel to those callers that call into my toll-free number. Please, if you've got a computer, do not do this. Only people who don't have access to the Internet. I want to give them the exercise, too. So they just call in the 1-800-527-6248 or 1-800-KARMA-FOR-YOU. I'll be happy to send them a packet, which will include the written exercise. And the first 200 calls will get the access to the Akashic Records, too, so they can perceive their own past and future.
What is the fifth dimension?
Well, the fifth dimension is anything beyond time. See, right now we have length, breadth, and width as our three dimensions that our physical eyes and our physical body can see. We can't see time, so physicists use time as the fourth dimension in the mathematical equations. And then anything beyond the time is what we call the fifth dimension. For example, the astral plane. People talk about that. You mentioned about near-death experiences of some of the previous callers that called in the last hour. The gentleman who died, he had four heart attacks, et cetera.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He was on the astral plane. And people who do cross in the spirit that don't come back in this lifetime, that have to eventually reincarnate, the process is a very complicated one. They go through the astral plane, the causal, mental, etheric plane, et cetera. And any of those are what we call the fifth dimension. Parallel universes, which we will also allude to here, too. You can actually perceive parallel universes with my fifth dimensional travel technique. That is also considered to be the fifth dimension. So these are dimensions that that you really can't see until or unless you are in a hypnotic level or what they call an altered state of consciousness. You can't, your physical eyes are only designed to see three dimensions. We obviously can't see time either. So that's how that works. So what I'd like to do is begin by discussing the actual healing method. Now, when I discuss healing, remember, there's all kinds of methods of healing. People are familiar with energy healing, and we'll discuss that. But in my approach here, it's a little different in this way, or the theory is very important here. When I discuss healing, I'm talking about training or introducing the patient's subconscious mind to their higher self, or what we call the superconscious mind, which is the perfect part of your soul's energy. And remember, the soul's energy is electromagnetic radiation, just like this radio signal.
Sure.
Or a TV signal.
It's all energy.
It's all energy, but it's harmless energy, and most energy is, most radiation is electromagnetic in the universe. Okay, so the higher self is the mediator. Now, where does the higher self reside? Well, it's in the fifth dimension. So in order to do the healing with the superconscious mind tap technique, which we'll describe, we're actually going into a fifth dimensional experience. Because in my humble experience, hypnosis is always an out-of-body experience. And since people usually stay in the frame of their physical body, I use the term IBE for this, in the body experience, which has all the characteristics of an out-of-body experience, except you're not floating on the ceiling. You know, or winding up in Paris somewhere.
Right, exactly.
You're still staying in the realm of the physical body, but you're using your astral senses. So what I'd like the listeners to do, if they go to the images, if they're those that have computers, if they go to the Goldberg images on your website and click on to figure one, if they click on it, it gets much larger. They can see what we call the process of the superconscious mind tap, which I want to describe. But before I do that, understand there are certain prerequisites. I call this soul healing. Now, in order to do soul healing, there are four prerequisites. One, you must desire soul healing in your heart of hearts. You can't do it to patronize someone. You can't do it if you don't really want to do it.
And you have to believe it?
Well, yeah. Well, it's interesting. You don't have to believe it. You just have to desire it. You can not believe in the paradigm. That's okay. But the second characteristic is you must have faith that it will work. Okay? Faith is very important. You must also be disciplined to do soul healing on a daily basis. That's why I do the CDs. People can play it on a regular basis, practice the exercises, and it becomes a habit and it facilitates the process. You don't do this in just one shot. And the last characteristic, you must contact or somehow connect with your higher self, or what is called the superconscious mind. Now, the reason I chose this healing paradigm or topic for tonight is because we are in a very difficult time of the year. This is what we call seasonal affective disorder. It's very rampant this time of the year. Holiday depression is the other term that we use.
Oh, that's huge.
It's very big, and suicides, of course, are very big this time of the year. The number one day, of course, is New Year's Day for suicide.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, number one day is New Year's.
Okay.
Actually, the number one season, interesting, not the one day of the year, but the one season is actually the spring, and I think that's because, you know, a young man's fancy turns to the opposite sex.
That's right.
People without relationships, and there are many in this country. Okay.
So more so than this season right now.
Yeah, actually, well, between Thanksgiving and New Year's, or the end of the year,
that's pretty
time.
Big.
But we're talking about a 3-month period. It's actually the spring, if you do the numbers.
Okay,
so soul healing path is actually different for each person. The soul healing process is largely about shifting one's perspective in a life-changing way. Remember, in the universe, you only have two emotions, fear and love, unconditional love. If you move towards fear, you have a long karmic cycle. If you move towards unconditional love, not only do you heal, but also you're moving towards ascension, which is the elimination of the karmic cycle. When we love ourselves enough, negative energy patterns will dissipate and the body will actually heal itself. Simply taking responsibility for whatever exists or occurs in your life is very empowering. Think of it. If you created a mess, you can uncreate it, right? The universe, we create our own reality. How many soul healers does it take to change a light bulb? Just one, but the light bulb has to want to change, okay? That's my way of introducing the concept of motivation. Now, in dealing with it, just show you how this is not just some junky thing that people come up with in a weekend here. The federal government, the United States government, supports soul healing. And here's an example. In 1992, in the fall, the Office of Alternative Medicine was established as a division of NIH, the National Institute of Health. That's where the president, Supreme Court justices, and the senators get their health care. Okay? It's the most exotic and highest regarded medical research institute and clinical hospital in the world.
And they do some great studies there, too, don't they?
Well, yes, they do. do. One of the studies they do is what we're talking about here. So the Office of Alternative Medicine, the OAM, was created. Millions and millions of dollars of our tax dollars, our federal tax dollars, go to what do they study? Here are some examples. Hypnotherapy, past life therapy. How's that? Acupuncture, Ayurveda, that's the Indian folklore medicine. Guided imagery, yoga, meditation, reflexology, and shamanism. All these are branches of shamanism. So, therefore, the federal government, in their infinite wisdom, has decided that past life therapy, hypnotherapy, and all the divisions of shamanism are relevant. Why? Because they work. And the psychiatrists who are in charge of these want to know why. What can you do with soul healing? Well, not only can you remove seasonal affective disorder of holiday depression, but you can also eliminate insomnia, pain control, increase your organization and efficiency, slow down the aging process. I believe you can live to be 120 to 140, and I emphasize that in my Look Younger, Live Longer book. You can eliminate anxiety and depression, as I mentioned. You can eliminate headaches, including migraines. Strengthen your immune system, which fights any disease. Eliminate any form of phobias, other habits, negative tendencies. You can overcome obsessive-compulsive disorder. Increase your psychic awareness. ESP, meditation, astral projection, teleportation, telepathy, all these things can be done through the use of accessing your higher self. Elimination of the fear of death, of course, is the main advantage of reincarnation and past life regression, as well as these techniques. And most importantly, the summary is establishing and maintaining a harmony of body, mind, and spirit. So that those are the characteristics and advantages, or shall we say, some of the benefits of soul healing. Now, if they go to the figure. Now, George, do we have time for this?
We've got a few minutes. Yeah.
Okay. If you go to the figure one, which is about the superconscious mind tap, you're going to see that this is called cleansing, and cleansing is the process which the hypnotherapist introduces the patient's subconscious mind, the soul, which is electromagnetic radiation, to its perfect counterpart known as the superconscious mind or the higher self. The superconscious mind level is perfect, and thus accessing or tapping into this level results in raising the quality of the energy of your subconscious, and therefore the immune system is improved and you're able to overcome illness. Most of this therapy occurs, interestingly enough, during the dream levels at night, because I've discussed this with you many times. When you go into your REM cycle or dream levels at night, which is 3 hours in a typical 7 to 8 hour sleep cycle, you're actually out of the body. That's been demonstrated by universities.
Floating right over your physical body, right?
You are in the fifth dimension. In other words, when you're dreaming, you're actually not asleep. You're awake because you're in an alpha brainwave level hypnosis. But in addition to being in hypnosis, now your soul is actually in the fifth dimension. And so therefore, you can now, the question is, where do you go? Well, this technique trains you to go to the upper astral plane, not the lower one where Darth Vader and Dick Cheney will chase you, but the upper astral where you can meet your higher self, okay? So when I deal this, the patient is now, remember, there are three levels. Now, if you look at the figure, you see the bottom one is the physical level, then there's the emotional, and then there's the energy. And you notice the arrows point downward from the energy to the physical. So what I'm talking about here is that the energy level is now the energy of the soul is the most important one. It controls the emotions, and it controls subsequently through psychosomatic medicine principles the physical level. So the only level I care about is the soul's energy. The soul's energy is not part of the physical body. It's energy. It simply occupies it temporarily. And then, of course, eventually you reincarnate and your soul reincarnates to a new body. So there are three levels of the issue. An example would be depression, since this is holiday time. Let's say the associated physical example would be just say lack of energy, malaise. People don't want to get out of bed, that kind of thing. The emotional level would be characterized by, say, crying as a good symptom of depression. And the energy level, of course, is the subconscious mind. By introducing it to the superconscious mind, you're raising the quality of the energy, and therefore this is an irreversible procedure. Once you raise the baseline, you cannot lower it again. So if you overcome the baseline for depression, you no longer have depression, regardless of whether the situations are the same. So now you're permanently removing the cause of the issue, and therefore you can make this kind of progress. And this is all self-directed. You see, this is very interesting. And now, what's also interesting, I'm going to refer to you now. This is a testimony to you, and this is my friendship to you as an example of soul healing.
All right,
your late relative, remember Shafika?
Shafika Karegula.
She came. She came up with the higher sensory perception as part of her work.
That's right.
And this was the ability, the definition is the ability to observe and experience the fifth dimension, including telepathy, precognition, other forms of ESP. I will add to that out-of-body experiences, teleportation, parallel universes, and soul healing. Because remember, the superconscious mind tap, this is the technique of introducing the subconscious of the higher self, is a fifth-dimensional technique. Our higher self and superconscious mind resides in the fifth dimension. So therefore, you might say, me as a therapist doing this, I'm sort of like the social director on the karmic cruise ship here. I'm introducing the patient's subconscious of higher self. They're doing 99% of the therapy. So please, your listeners always give me way too much credit, and so do my patients. I'm telling you right now, I get 1%. That's 1/10 of an L.A. agent, okay? 99% is done by you, the patient, and you can do this by accessing the higher self. These techniques have been around for 50,000 years, which is the archaeological origin of shamanism. And so therefore they work, anyone can do it, and if you do this, you can overcome any disease. In my soul healing book, which I know you have on your homepage, there is one of the books, I describe a case of lung cancer that was cured, so to speak, through these techniques. I didn't do it, the patient did, and a case of AIDS, and that AIDS case was treated 20 years ago when everybody was dying when they had AIDS, remember?
Yeah.
You know? Well, this is a case of those two cases are described in the Soul Healing book in detail. And these are, remember, these are biochemical changes. This is what, when I was in dental school, they told me this is medically impossible.
Is this all energy, Bruce? Is that what it does?
Mm-hmm. In order to cure cancer or to deal with AIDS, which is the CD4 levels, you have to improve those of the immune system, you have to change the biochemistry of the body. Think of it. If you have cancer, your cancer cell is going to reproduce itself by the DNA. The DNA is now a cancer cell. It's a normal cell that goes crazy. Now it becomes a cancer cell, okay? Cancer cell will then replicate itself with its DNA to another cancer cell. When that stops, when those cancer cells die off, the only way you can do that is to change the DNA. Medically, that's impossible, but guess what? There are millions of cases a year of remission, spontaneous remission of cancer. The Lourdes place, the Christian monastery in France, called Lourdes, they have 65 documented miracles of people investigated by the Rockefeller Center and many other well-known physicians. So these are real principles that, again, require the actual changing of the biochemistry of the body. So these are very, very heavy concepts that, you know, are the opposite of conventional medicine, because conventional medicine or allopathic medicine uses drugs. They never treat the cause, only the symptoms, and the drugs will drive the disease internally and therefore compromise the body. You notice how most of the drugs that you have begin with the word anti, like antidepressants,
yes,
antihistamines, anti-inflammation.
Anti-everything. Okay?
Well, conventional medicine is very good at treating acute situations, especially surgery, emergencies, heart attacks, fine. But when it comes to chronic conditions, psychosomatic illness as an example, they fail miserably because the patient is exposed to the many side effects of these drugs, toxicity. The disease process actually may be strengthened over time by these suppressive drugs, and the suppressive measures can actually drive the disease process inwardly, affecting the body's vital organs. For example.
Well, how old are these techniques? They're thousands of years old, aren't they?
We don't even know the origin. We're talking 50,000 years conservatively.
My God.
Siberia is the origin of shamanism conservatively by archaeologists, and that's 50,000 BC. But here's an example. Let's say a patient who was taking prednisone, which is a corticosteroid, a very dangerous drug, for many months to control, say, rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
A lot of people have rheumatoid arthritis, or lupus, or asthma, or any allergic disorder. They'll be prescribed prednisone. Okay, they'll commonly experience the following side effects: depression, ulcers, weight gain, acne, weakened bones. You will never get that from soul healing. The only thing you're going to get from soul healing is relaxation. And if that's all that happens, okay, fine, you're relaxed. If you deal with this correctly, then you can actually reverse or build up the immune system and reverse the disease process.
Well, and like you said, it also corrects their emotions. It fixes that too.
Right. Now, of course, remember, a lot of these are psychosomatic. The emotions will cause physical problems. Psychosomatic illness is very common. You know, everything from various forms of hysteria and all kinds of old, ancient, all the Freudian mentality going back 100 plus years. Yes, those are emotionally based. I don't doubt that. But the key is not the emotions. That's why talk therapy doesn't really work. What works is getting to the soul's energy, which controls the emotions, which eventually controls the physical.
Hold on, Bruce. We're going to take this break. We're going to come right back, talk a little bit more. And also, I want to get into time traveling next on Coast to Coast AM. And next hour, we'll take your phone calls with Dr. Bruce Goldberg as we talk about time travel, energy healing, and reincarnation, all on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Dr. Bruce Goldberg with us. Bruce, earlier you said that you had some evidence of time travelers. You want to share that with us?
I will certainly do. Figure 2 now, if your listeners who have a computer access, if they click on Figure 2, they're going to see two different figures. One is called, it says labeled 1940 photo showing a 1970s hipster. This photograph, by the way, is not Photoshopped. This is a real photograph kept in a Canadian museum. Okay, and what you see, if you look at this, if you look at that black arrow that I have pointing to a gentleman who's much taller than everybody else, if you look at him, he's like, he's wearing these cool wraparound sunglasses, he's wearing a faded old silkscreen t-shirt that was not made until the 1970s. He has a pocket-sized digital camera around his neck and a modern haircut. He's also taller than people surrounding him, reflecting the greater height that people have today. So, I look at his haircut, too. His haircut is very non-1940s, okay? So this guy is completely out of place. If you look at the cars, the way the people are dressed, everybody there, this is 1940s. Yet, here's a gentleman who is way out of time. So this is an out-of-place mentality.
He sure looks out of time, doesn't he?
I mean, and this is a real photo. This is not some playing games here. So here is an example of a very possible time traveler. Okay, now, the next one on the bottom of that figure, too, if you click on it, it looks like an astronaut. And it is an astronaut. And this is a very interesting thing. This was kept in or found in a pillar on the Salamanca Cathedral in Spain, carved between the years 1513 and 1733. So between the 16th and 18th century, we have an astronaut depiction. Now, where did they get this? Whoever carved this, where did the sculptor get this image? There were no astronauts in the 16th to the 18th century. So here's an example of time travelers depicting their outfits when they travel back in time through the wormhole linear accelerator, the time travelers, as we talked about in the past. And they would show them perhaps holographic scenes of the future, and then people use that simulation to depict the astronaut. Now, on your site here, where it says anomalous carving, if they click on that, that's not labeled as figure 3, but that actually is a figure. If they click on where it says Dr. Goldberg shares figures, blah, 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 and it says discusses the anomalous carving.
This is the dinosaur, right?
This is the dinosaur. This is a stegosaurus. Now, this is an example of a stegosaurus that was found in Cambodia. Now, let's just deal with one factor here about Cambodia. Cambodia, it rains a lot in Cambodia. It gets about 300 inches a year. Nothing is going to be preserved. No dinosaur bones have ever been found in Cambodia anyway. All right. Now, the first dinosaur bones that were discovered, or the first forms of paleontology, was actually in 1824 by William Buckland, who named the Megalosaurus, and he was a professor of geology at Oxford. That was 1824. Okay, this was carved in 1186 A.D. in the Siem Reap, Cambodia, in this temple. It was called the Ta Prohm Temple, and it was completed in 1186 A.D., and there were no evidence whatsoever of anybody excavating fossils or systematically reconstructing dinosaurs. So where did this come from? Okay, here's a couple of things. One, yes, you could say a dinosaur somehow survived and lived in Cambodia.
Possible.
Not likely.
Not likely.
Really
possible,
not likely.
Possible, not likely. Agreed.
A time traveler could have teleported a dinosaur from, say, 65 million B.C. to the current. Not likely, because they have to bring it back again, and there would be footprints and all kinds of other things.
Right.
Okay. So what's the logical thing here? Okay, here's a logical one. You know, we used to see these old Greek movies, you know, like in the 1960s, where you see some siren or somebody giving a depiction of a scene like a hologram, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people can think of Princess Leia, okay, from Star Wars. All right. What the time travelers can do is they can use holographic scenes to depict a person's past life. I think time travelers came to Cambodia in the 12th century, depicted a hologram showing what dinosaurs looked like 65 million B.C. plus, and the artist who did the sculpture saw that hologram and used it as his motivation and as his simulation to create the stegosaurus. Because there were no stegosaurus in 1186 A.D. Again, the only way you could do this is a time traveler or some advanced E.T. This does not happen because somebody says, hey, I think I'll create a stegosaurus. okay, in 1,000 years ago, you know, nearly 1,000 years ago. So these are examples, are just some. There are many others, but these are some examples of depictions of our civilization that has been custom designed and affected by double T's. I call them chrononauts, also known as time travelers. And we'll be discussing this again and again, and it'll be part of the TV show, of course, and Beyond Belief and everything else we do. So these are just examples of hard science. Before I leave this, I want to I've been getting actually several emails about this. People have asked me about speaking engagements. I'm going to be doing an Astara conference in February 23rd in Los Angeles here on ascension, since we're talking about ascension. So they can check everything on the website to do that. And several of my books are now available in audio books. I've been getting your listeners, by the way, are the reason for this. They've been saying, "Doctor, I'd like to listen to you."
Well, and we have some people who are blind, Bruce.
Yes, I know. Oh, yes, I get them too. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do get responses from your blind listeners. So I have about 7 books already available, and there'll be about 8 more in the next couple of months that'll be on Audible books, and they can go on Amazon Audible to order those or to check them out. One thing I want to check, I want to give you some research. I promise that I do a little update on research to share how science deals with soul healing. And this is important now. What we have now is it has been discovered that tissues and organs produce these special magnetic pulsations that have been known as biomagnetic fields. You've probably heard of Rupert Sheldrake and his morphogenic fields.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And he's been on.
He's been on, okay? And so what we have now is that subtle energy, what we're talking about here, refers to the medium through which consciousness acts on the realm of matter and energy. The subtle energy appears to contribute to many phenomena not currently explained by conventional science, such as telekinesis, remote sensing, telepathy, teleportation, intuition, healing by prayer, and other psychic mentalities. Now, we know the brain mediates but does not produce spiritual experiences. There is no scientific evidence showing that delusions or hallucinations can induce the long-term positive transformations that frequently follow spiritual experiences, for example. Most delusions and hallucinations are quite negative, actually. So spiritual experiences are not the outcome of particular genes or neural disorders, nor can they be created by the use of technology. Remember the God helmet or the God gene that scam that came out from Canada years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we have here is another example is, what I'm saying here is that these magnetic fields now can actually be measured today. So in a few decades now, scientists have gone from a conviction that there is no such thing as an energy field around the human body, such as the aura, et cetera, to an absolute certainty that it exists. Sensitive instruments have been developed that can detect the minute energy fields around the human body. There's one instrument called the SQUID magnetometer. And this stands for Superconducting Quantum Interference Device. How's that? Okay. So scientists are using the SQUID instrument, among others, to map the ways diseases alter the biomagnetic fields around the body. Other scientists are applying pulsating magnetic fields to stimulate healing. So this is not just New Age stuff, folks. This is hard-nosed scientists with real thick glasses working in laboratories with zillions of dollars of grants showing you that the magnetic field is a reality. And the ancients, of course, knew that for thousands and thousands of years. You know, the witch doctors, the shamans, shamanic healers have known this forever. They just didn't scientifically.
So if the magnetic field, Bruce, gets out of whack for whatever reason, the pole shifts, things mm-hmm. like that, what happens to it then?
Oh, well, then you have an imbalance of the chakras. You know, you have 7 major chakras that surround the physical body. Remember, the chakras are not on the physical body. They're on the astral body, spiritual body, okay? No medical examiner is going to dissect the chakra, okay? So if the chakras are out of balance, that's the energy flow from the top of the head, the crown chakra, where the higher self meets the subconscious mind, is on the 7th chakra, the 1,000 lotus petal that the East Indians describe. And then it flows down all the way to the 1st chakra, which is by the tailbone. So if there's an interference or an imbalance or a blockage or any distraction, a diversion, then your body's going to be out of balance. Then you're not going to have homeostasis, as we learned in medicine. It's going to be a very distracted sort of like... just like a person who's mentally unstable. They can't think, they can't quote their thoughts. They get too many thoughts coming in at one time. You call them schizophrenic, as an example. The energy, if it's not properly directed and organized and systematically balanced, you're going to have disease. Disease is something, the process that is not normal, but the body way of saying something's wrong. Pain is a good example, but there are many other aspects of disease, inflammation, and all kinds of other things. So you want to balance the energies, not just, and drugs can't do that. The old drugs can do is treat the symptoms. Yes, you can take rid of pain by taking Percodan or something like that, but guess what, folks? There are side effects. Read the PDR, all right? And it's not fun. There are no side effects to energy except healing and relaxation and spiritual growth, leading towards what? The more you heal, the more you grow spiritually, the more you're going toward the A word, and that A word stands for ascension, and that's what this is all about, helping us to decrease our karmic cycle and to grow. Here's an example. St. Augustine stated that healing miracles do not occur contrary to nature, nor are they supernatural events. These miracles simply transcend what are presently known as natural forces. All right? Soul healing demonstrates that our life on Earth is an opportunity to let the energy of love flow through us to enrich our lives and to heal us. For when we join with love, remember the word love here, to unconditional love, to the light that is our higher self, soul healing must follow. My superconscious mind tap technique, or cleansing as I call it, consists of simply introducing the patient's soul or subconscious mind to its perfect counterpart. And this, of course, is a fifth-dimensional technique because all hypnosis is what we call an IBE, an in-the-body experience. And therefore, we do the opposite of what current society is doing. For example, today, as long as people use alcohol, other drugs, wars, games, work, sex, to help them forget their existence that will one day be ended by physical death, which, of course, is only a change of dimensions. There is no death of the soul. We will never attain the state of grace. That is why I developed the superconscious mind tap and used the technique to train people to communicate and connect with their higher self to facilitate healing and ascension, and everybody wins. Folks, this is a win-win-win situation. When you grow spiritually and heal, et cetera, your family, your friends who connect with you are going to feel better, and society in general. If you do this on a massive level, we have a major consciousness shift in a positive way.
Bruce, that's great. I mean, and it happens. People need to learn this more and more in order to just change their own lives. What happens if they don't?
Well, if they don't, they simply have a long karmic cycle. What happens if people don't slow down their car? They get traffic tickets all the time. You know, I mean, you are responsible for that. And, look at free will. People can do whatever they want. I'm a karmic capitalist. I believe in free will. I believe in the market, and I believe in free choices. People have a right to do stupid things, and people have a right to ignore and to just go on with their own mentality. But I feel that there are better options here to do that, and these are some of the examples in which they can do that. So to me, it would be crazy not to. It would be absolutely absurd to not do this, because it doesn't cost you anything. It's energy. It's natural healing processes. We have a God-given gift of our higher self and our subconscious mind. All we have to do is connect it. You know, when I was in dental school, we learned about the placebo effect, which, of course, has really been underrated. It's used in research, of course. But I want to give you a quick case history of an old case that's a very classic one. This occurred in 1957. There was a Mr. Wright who had lymphosarcoma, and he read about this drug called Crebiozin that was an experimental drug. His physician, one Dr. Pruno Klopfer, injected Wright with the Crebiozin, and the tumors decreased to one-half their size. Other patients, however, had no success with the drug. So Wright was discharged 10 days later and went home to his Long Island home. 2 months later, Wright read a newspaper report stating that this Crebiozin did not work. The tumors then returned, and Wright was admitted back into the hospital. So Dr. Klopfer now decided to do a placebo. He said, "Mr. Wright, look, I can correct the problem with a new updated version of this Crebiozin. Will you do it?" He says, "Sure." The problem was he used pure water. Complete placebo effect. Wright's tumor has now completely disappeared, not by one half, 100%. He returned home one happy camper. 2 months later, the AMA, in their infinite wisdom, reported, and I quote, "Nationwide tests show Crebiozin to be worthless drug in the treatment of cancer." Wright then relapsed and died 2 days later in the hospital. Okay? The FDA officially banned Cribios in 1964. Now, here's an example from a physicist's point of view. This is a placebo effect. But remember, you got to change the biochemistry to remove tumors. Every physician knows that. Mental activity, and I'm going to use energy as the mental activity analogy here, can affect things of the physical world, including organs, tissues, and cells that compose our bodies, right? Nobel Prize laureate physicist Eugene Wigner stated that if the mind could not affect the physical world, but was only affected by it, this would be the only known example in modern physics of such a one-way interaction. In modern physics, one-way interactions are not known to occur. So it is within the realm of conventional physics to show that we can have this two-way street. If you create disease, you can uncreate it. And the way to do that is with the soul's energy. That's who we are. You know, you are the physical body. Believe me, I am a man who respects it. I train people. I always say, take care of it. You know, your health, your diet, exercise, everything in the world you want to do. Keep away from recreational drugs. And I remember when I describe out-of-body experience, I always say, folks, lose the pot. Lose the recreational drugs. You want to do this naturally, or else you're going to wind up in low.
No, you're right.
So my point here is that we have this gift. The body should be respected, but remember, the body has a, it's like term life insurance. You know, the body will eventually fertilize the lawn, with all due respect. It's the energy of the soul that's eternal. That will always survive through the use of spiritual bodies, through the use of out-of-body experiences, to go to eventually the soul plane to reincarnate and then choose a new body. The question is, you want to do this forever? Nobody should want to. You want to ascend, rejoin the God energy complex, be all you can be, and be in a situation where there are no perpetrators, no victims. You don't have to get up and go to work. It's all perfect, and that's what heaven or nirvana represents. And the way to do that is to access your agent. The higher self comes from the God energy complex. It's creative energy. That's why you can change the biochemistry of the body. That's why you can heal the body. So you don't want to ignore it. You want to work with it. As they say in Hollywood, work with me. See?
That's right. With hypnotherapy, which is what you practice a lot, mm-hmm. How does it work, Bruce?
Well, hypnotherapy is simply a way of relaxing the defense mechanisms or the willpower and analytical critical mind of ours that has the attention span of a squirrel, away. The defense mechanisms don't want you to ever change. Anybody who's tried to stop smoking, lose weight, overcome any habit or phobia will tell you how they met with nothing but failure. Because the defense mechanisms want business as usual, regardless of how miserable or happy it is. So hypnosis is a way of relaxing aside the defense mechanisms, talking directly to the subconscious. Now, this is natural. We do this for 7 hours a day. When you're driving in the car to and from home to the office or routine trips, you don't remember every exit on the freeway. Right?
Not at all.
You're zoning out, as we say in La La Land, as we say here in Southern California. Okay, but you're actually in an alpha brainwave. We can measure that. It's been done. The police department and the DMV has many studies showing this, millions of them actually. Then you have watching television, you looking at the computer, reading, listening to music. Anytime you relax, sit back, don't remember moment to moment of time, you're in an alpha level. That's a daydream. We daydream for about 4 hours a day, broken up into 5 and 10 minutes here and there. Now, at night, we go to the REM cycle, which is a very deep level of hypnosis. It's actually a somnambulistic level, the deepest level possible, and then we're out of the body into the fifth dimension. So hypnosis that I practice, really, I don't ever hypnotize anyone. I guide the patient into natural self-hypnosis. All hypnosis is natural. The only way you can artificially do this is with drugs, which I never use, and that's called narco-hypnosis, mm-hmm. And nobody ever wants to do that. You know, sodium pentothal, truth serum, all that kind of stuff. Forget that, folks. That's a bad movie or the MK Ultra project, you know?
Well, when you got that woman back down to her Egyptian days, mm-hmm. it was amazing watching her moods change and her swing.
Right, and her voice level and inflection, everything changed because she was now identified. She was in a good medium-level trance, so she was able to identify. By the way, your listeners, if they go to YouTube and just put my name into the search engine, there were 13 clips there. They can actually, or my website, of course, has the same clips. They can see Jerry Springer's past life. They can see a couple of future life progressions. They can see a time traveler contactee access a time traveler from the 36th century that was done on television. So they can see how this actually works. And they can also see the removal of a psychic attack on television, too.
Let's talk about reincarnation and take calls when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM.